We're at the point now where supply theoretically is about equal to demand, but as demand is increasing, especially in places like North Asia and also in India, there is very much the scenario of there's going to be a worldwide shortage of cocoa. And especially with, you know, growing middle classes in China and places like that, there is that demand for premium chocolate rather than just the bulk stuff.
Why is there going to be a shortage?
Well, part of it, the problem is the situation in West Africa, where you have ageing plantations, where you have people moving away from growing cocoa into things like rubber and so on because they can get a marginally better cash return. And, you know, to replant ageing plantations that where you have declining production is expensive. So people are just walking away from cocoa, which kind of exacerbates the whole supply problem.
How long does it take to grow a good cocoa crop? Is now a good time to start planting it if you want to take advantage of this gap in the market by about 2020 when there won't be as much cocoa available?
Look, no question, because to start to get a reasonable commercial returns crop-wise from cocoa is around about that 3 to 4 year time frame. So now is the time. It's, you know, it's not like throwing a switch. You've got to wait at that waiting period. So, yeah, now would be a good time. And look, I would make this point also. It's not just about growing the stuff. To produce a quality cocoa, you've actually got to get your fermentation and your drying very, very right. You can grow terrific cocoa, but if you get your next steps being the fermentation and the drying wrong, you can turn very good cocoa into very ordinary dried cocoa beans. So this is, again, something that is done in the villages. And very often what happens if you've got several smallholders, they mightn't have enough volume to do their own fermentation, so they would pool their beans. And controlling that fermentation is critical for flavour development. And then secondly, drying. And I know they have a lot of issues in all over the Pacific, especially in the wet season, with drying the beans. And they use wood fires and so on, which can taint the flavour of the bean very dramatically. You get like a smoky flavour, which is not desirable. So there's got to be a little bit of work done, perhaps as a village level, as a collective, to build drying facilities that do away with this wood-fired method. And then you're guaranteed a high-quality top price product.
One of the reasons they're holding this chocolate festival on Bougainville is they want to increase employment in the villages. People are subsistence farmers and fishermen. They want to get a cash crop that smallholders can do, like a family can make a living from this. Is that something that cocoa lends itself to?
Yeah, absolutely. Cocoa works very well for that because growing cocoa is a fairly labour-intensive kind of a process. The trees need a lot of pruning. The pods all need to be individually harvested. There is no mechanical harvesting that's yet been developed anywhere in the world. So there is a lot of handwork. So a family moving through a plantation and doing the work, yes, it's ideally suited to that. And, you know, a family can probably look after anywhere between 2,000 and 3,000 trees, which, as I understand the economics in places like PNG, that would provide a pretty good living, providing, as I said, they get those second stages, fermentation and drying right. Yeah, they can make a good living.
Would Bougainville be a place where good quality cocoa would grow?
I believe so. I've had discussions with people from New Ireland province, and you know, what they talk about the soil in Bougainville, yeah, I reckon it would be terrific. And they did have a cocoa industry there many, many years ago, so there's no reason why it couldn't be resurrected. It should be done, and it should be done now.
You run a chocolate factory in North Queensland that actually takes cocoa beans from the Pacific, from Papua New Guinea, Solomon Islands, Vanuatu, Fiji. Would you be interested in purchasing good quality cocoa beans from a place like Bougainville or anywhere else in the Pacific?
Absolutely, no question at all. Yeah, we would be very pleased to do so, because we can then add value to it by making a high quality chocolate product. And we talk to our consumers, our customers, in terms of a story about how the thing has come to be, and that's the story that they engage in with us, and so through to the producers. So yeah, absolutely.
What kind of chocolate do these Pacific cocoa beans produce?
Look, it depends on the tree. I mean, I would imagine Bougainville would be using the PNG hybrids developed by CCI there in PNG. They have a particular flavour profile, which is kind of a fruity profile, rather than the West African, which is sort of very dark, heavy, chocolatey profile, and that's very popular with consumers, certainly in this part of the world.